This is Red Rose Radio, Rob Charles in the morning. Now, joining me on the phone now is the one and only. Can we have a drum roll, please? We have one of my heroes, and I am shaking a little bit in my voice because he's, I have loved this man for years. And I'm not just saying that because he's on the other end of the phone, but I have Graham. Graham Goldman is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Wow, you are full of the joys of spring, I must say.
I'm full of something, but there we go. So, I just want to know, before I actually start the interview, I've got three questions to ask you, and a little bit personal. I don't mind if you don't mind me asking the question.
Go on, let's see what happens.
All right, Strawberry Studios. I used to work for a radio station in Stockport called KFM Radio, and yeah. We used to hire, I think you'd left in 1986, you sold Strawberry Studios, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
But when we used to get the higher equipment, we used to get like speakers, it was like down below in the basement.
That's right.
The car park only got about 8 cars you can get in there. It's very, very small. So in the basement, did I imagine that there would be master tapes of 10cc?
You would be correct in thinking that there would be master tapes. Yes.
Wow. Because I'm almost positive. Like, when I tell friends and I play 10cc, I'm Not In Love, I'm almost positive that I saw the I'm Not In Love master tape. Would that be so? Or
it's possible. It's possible. I mean, as you say, we sold it, and a lot of the, a lot of stuff has reappeared quite recently from the vault, so to speak. A lot of the tapes are with the record companies because they own them.
Right.
But there are various sort of rough mixes of things that we've got.
So that's good. That's answered question number one. I didn't dream it or I didn't imagine it, so that was possibly true then. Second question, Did you meet Farrah Fawcett in 1979?
I absolutely did not.
Oh!
What a shame.
Yeah, but absolutely, because you did the theme to Sunburn, and it's one of my favourite songs. I remember it being on a compilation album, and I thought, what a great song, and then I realised it was yourself, and I thought, it's Graham.
Yeah, it's me. It's me, that's right. Yeah, she was a star of the film.
She was in 1979. And the third and final question, personal question, are you in your PJs?
I am not.
Oh.
I'm not a PJ person.
Are you a naked person?
I am.
Oh, right, okay. We'll move on then. Well, at least you're not naked anyway. So
it's not now.
It's nice to have you on the station, and we're talking about a gig which you're going to be doing. In fact, you've been busy at the moment. You're all over the place, aren't you, with the Heartful of Songs tour. I've got 13th of March, Monday, Lytham Pavilion and Pavilions, and on Tuesday at Southport at the Atkinson. So is it an acoustic sort of event?
Yes, it is. It's myself, two of the boys from the 10cc band, our keyboard player Keith Heyman and singer and guitarist Ian Hornell, and our production manager Dave Cobby plays percussion, so he's in the band as well. But the versions that you hear are obviously not like the full electric, record that you're familiar with, but they've been adapted to work in this sort of semi-acoustic setting, and they work brilliantly.
And am I right in saying this is what you used to do before the 10cc gigs? You used to just come on stage and do the acoustic set?
Yeah, I did. For a few years, I did that. It was kind of like I was the 10cc support act. But it became its own entity, and there's so much 10cc material. I found that it was kind of getting quite tiring to do sort of two sets every night instead of just a 10cc set. But I did enjoy doing it and expanded it, and it became, well, what you will see at in St Anne's and in Southport.
I then went on to ask Graham what type of music could they expect.
It comprises of songs I wrote for other artists during the 60s, like The Yardbirds, The Hollies, Herman's Hermit, 10cc songs, songs I wrote with Andrew Gold. We had a band, Wax, during the 80s.
Now you're talking.
songs from, I'll be playing Sunburn, your favourite.
Oh, excellent!
So yes, and some other film music, and some songs from various of my solo albums.
Wow. So you mentioned Wax. I say it's an honour to be speaking to you because I think most of my life, I used to live in Northenden, which you probably know.
Right.
Everybody at school in Withenshaw, Poundtick High School, were into 10cc. And then obviously I was into Wax in the 1980s. I used to work in a radio station in Israel, and Wax were massive over there.
Yeah, that's great.
So how did that come about, Wax?
Well, what happened was that 10cc's American record company wanted to work with an American writer producer, and that was Andrew. And we worked with him, and it was great. And we took a break from 10cc not long after we'd made that album, which was called 10 Out of 10, with Andrew. And I started working with Andrew on my own, and we became great friends and musical soulmates, actually. And I loved working with him, and did for many, many years. And up to the time we were talking, and up to the time of when he was sadly taken from us in 2011, about getting together again and doing another album, whether it would have been Wax or in some other guise, I'm not sure. But anyway, sadly that didn't happen.
Did he actually come over to Stockport then?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was I mean, I used to live in Cheshire. And I had a small studio at home. I said to Andrew, "Come over for a couple of weeks." He stayed for 6 months, and then we recorded at Strawberry with the first Wax album and some of the second one as well, the American English album. He was familiar with Stockport, all right.
And did he like fish and chips?
He did like fish and chips and a pint of bitter.
Now that's a fact I can use for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And where does Graham Gulman live now?
I live in London.
So you moved out of Cheshire, the Cheshire set?
Yeah, I moved out in about 1986, I think. I was having to come to London all the time, and it was really getting a bit of a strain, and there were other elements to it, but I moved, and it was a good move.
So you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with the likes of Elton John, Burt Bacharach, Noel Coward, Neil Sedaka, which he also came to Strawberry as well.
He did two albums with us at Strawberry, yeah.
Was Solitaire one of them as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. And Paul McCartney was actually there.
Paul McCartney was there when we were recording the Sheet Music album. He was doing an album with his brother, Mike McGeer.
Yeah.
He was coming in sort of in the evenings. We were working during the day, and so there was a sort of crossover, and the studio was completely crammed with his gear and our gear, and it was fantastic.
Have you written a book, or you decided you were going to write a book sometime?
I haven't written a book. I've been asked to write a book a few times, but to be honest with you, I'm doing so much now, today, and in the future, that I can't really... I haven't got the head for it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bother at the moment.
So, I mean, you are keeping busy. As I say, you're on tour with the Heartful of Songs, and you've just come back from Scandinavia with 10cc.
Yeah, that's right. We were there for just over 2 weeks. And we're going to Australia and New Zealand with 10cc in June.
So did you still get time to write new songs?
I do. I've been writing stuff this morning, actually.
Ah, it's incredible.
I love it. I find that, you know, age doesn't really matter, I think, with your, you know, it hasn't affected my creativity at all. But I think it's got slightly better. My output is more. I find I'm sort of finding more things to write about and more music in my head.
And I think it does keep you young in a sort of way, doesn't it? Because you've got a passion for it. You get up for it in the morning, you know, you've got to do something. You want to do
There's no doubt about it. It's good for you physically because, you know, it keeps you on your toes. You're full of adrenaline every night. You need to maintain a certain level of fitness to do it. And, of course, as importantly, is how good it is for you mentally. If you're fortunate enough to be doing what you love every day, then you're a very lucky person.
You certainly are. I've got to say, it's been nice talking to you, and we do have a pair of tickets up for grabs to go to the Lytham Pavilion. So would you have a question that you could ask?
Okay, I will ask you, I'll mention three names, and who's the missing person?
Okay.
From this names. Eric Stewart, Kevin Godley, Lol Queen. There's one person missing.
I wonder who that could
who
be.
Who might that be? Who the hell could that be? I'm racking my brains as well. Okay.
If you've got an idea, get in touch with us here at Red Rose Radio. And what would be your favourite 10cc song that you've written?
Blimey, that's a really hard one. I guess... You know what the, obviously I'm very proud of I'm Not In Love, and that's probably the song that 10cc will always be remembered for, but the song that is always a joy to play because of how the audience react to it is Dreadlock Holiday.
Which was, yeah. I think, was that featured in a film soundtrack as well?
Yes, it was. Social Network.
Social Network, the Facebook
I
one, wasn't it?
I think it's been in some other things as well. Yeah, it's been in a few things.
Look forward to seeing you at Lytham Pavilions on Monday night. Graham Goldman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. Cheers. All the best.